is the only sport where unknown competitors turn into modern-day gladiators, where the roses rise through the concrete of deadly fists. Fighters not only become champions, they also become icons. The Unprofessional Experts Podcast is committed to delivering raw, unfiltered content solely focused on the world's most unforgiving sport. So without hesitation, be sure to subscribe, like, and follow to our podcast. With that being said, God listens to our podcast, so should you. You're welcome.
Blindfolded simulators, what do we do? We control the plane.
In the red corner, we have the global phenomenon, Dave O, the Destroyer. In the blue corner, we have the legendary JMC.
Welcome back, fight fans. It is the Unprofessional Experts Podcast. Go ahead, like, follow, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a best friend, tell a grandparent, tell a cousin, tell a random pet about our brand new episode streaming now, because if you do not, we will literally jump you in real life. So if I see you in Walmart, I'm gonna ask you, did you subscribe me? If you say no, put your guard up, because it's a problem, right? Everywhere, literally anywhere, just search the Unprofessional Experts Podcast. Tapped in. You ready, bro?
Let's do it. Let's get it. All right, let's get into it. So for our first topic, we want to talk about and just kind of briefly go over Shakur Stevenson, man, and his last fight versus Zepeda, man. What are we thinking about that one?
He wanted to win that fight really bad, so...
He almost knocked you out.
No, he did not. Girl, is you crazy?
Shakur did what he was supposed to do. I don't know that anybody has Zepeda winning. Supposedly, Shakur stood in the pocket a little bit more. Who cares? He wasn't fighting anybody that we needed him to fight. Not a legacy fight against William Zepeda. Literally just an active fighter, not even a champion. On to the next.
That's tough, man. That's a pretty tough take on that. So, I mean, but what is next for Shakur Stevenson?
The best. He's online talking to any and everybody. I'm just called out Teofimo. He's always calling out Gervonta. Him and Lamont Roach have no respectful beef going on. Any of them. Anybody that's somebody, that's who Shakur needs to fight next.
I did see a report that said that Shakur Stevenson and Lamont Roach will be willing to fight Shakur Stevenson if the Gervonta Davis fight doesn't go through. So I think that would be an exciting fight.
So Gervonta put the paws on his baby mama again, back in the bink, right? So the fight is in jeopardy. Gervonta, relax. Hey, relax. Tone it down, big fella. Hey, I don't like that you're doing that. You know, I got a couple daughters. Bro, keep your hands off the ladies, bro. When she getting under your skin, just walk away. You're literally a knockout artist. Right? Walk away, bro. With that being said, I hope that doesn't ruin Lamont's chance, you know, to let everybody know it wasn't a fluke. And they also had a good undercard for that one with Oshaki Foster and Stephen Fulton. And so I need that card. So hopefully that fight is still on. If not, let's get Lamont in there with another big name. There's no reason for him to go back into the shadows.
Yeah, hopefully Shakur Stevenson, if the Gervonta Davis fight doesn't pan out. But we definitely need Lamont Roach, Gervonta Davis, too. Definitely need that one. Moving on, definitely want to talk about Edward Berlanga.
And what happened? Somehow Berlanga looked at himself as being this invincible fighter that will be able to destroy everyone. And when you look back at his career, there was no real reason, justification for him to feel that way. So he got shown up by a very good fighter, and he lost that fight. That doesn't mean he still doesn't have some good fights in him. But he realizes, I think, that unless he's completely delusional, that he's not Superman.
They're in disbelief of how bad I beat him up, that they've had to stoop that low to accuse me of being a cheater.
And what happened to him? What's this guy's name?
Hamza Shiraz.
Man, shout out to Hamza, man. Shout out to Hamza. He did his thing versus the what I like to call Big Mouth. Edward. Is it Edgar? Edward? Which one?
Edgar.
Edgar. Yeah. Edgar to Berlin. Man, what happened?
So he's out of New York. He reps Puerto Rico. He got cooked. And if you haven't seen it, I'd like to drop clips here. I'm not going to drop a clip of that, right? Because the zone likes to copyright. And so they're like, hey, this is our content. Y'all not stealing it. So go YouTube it. Get on the zone. I actually rewatched it earlier today just to confirm how badly Berlanga got cooked. And Hamza stood, I don't know, 10 toes down. Berlanga did not. Fiance, his wife, the mother of his children is in the background crying as he's, you know, literally falling over.
Now, I will admit, you do hate to see that. You hate to see that. That's not a good look.
Like, you did call him Big Mouth.
And so that's why I'm saying what I'm saying now. I mean, you really do hate to see that. You hate to see the family in the stands crying.
I mean, when you talk the game that you talk and you bring your wife, you know, like, hey, let's not put her on camera if I get cooked. Like, there needs to be a conversation.
There needs to be a conversation, for sure.
Because, you know, Berlanga had his career started off with all knockouts, like 15, 16, 17 knockouts. And he's thinking he can go toe-to-toe with everybody, right? Because he went the distance with Canelo. And so my biggest takeaway from that matchup, Canelo's resume is aging like milk. Because Munguia went the distance and went and got cooked in his next fight. Mm-hmm. Berlanga went the distance, fought a guy fresh out of prison, fights Shiraz, gets absolutely cooked. Canelo's resume is looking worse and worse every time one of these guys take on another matchup. And this makes it look better for Bud. I'm going to say that.
It does, man. It does. And, you know, I've said it here and I'll say it again. I got Crawford winning. I do. I got Crawford winning that fight. I don't necessarily believe that he will knock out Canelo Alvarez, but it could happen.
Crawford is different, man. He recently announced he's got another kid on the way, not by his longtime BM. I hate that for him, right? He's being messy. But
hey, which has nothing to do with boxing.
Nothing at all. I just thought that I should mention. No, I feel for her. Like, man, Buzz on top of the world. Boom, new BM. Hey, man, tighten up, man. You make it, black man don't cheat, bro. Like, tighten up, bro. I don't like that you did that. But back to Berlanga and the way he got cooked. Shiraz looked amazing. Like,
man, you know, he looked really good. And I'm excited to see, you know, what he does in his next outing. You know, I think I'm going to follow him going forward, man, because he looked really good versus Edgar Berlanga.
Because he didn't look too great against Adames, right? On the card of the century, it was a draw, which I actually thought Shiraz lost. And that was the fight for once at the 160 belt. Then he moves up to 168 and he fights Berlanga. I'm like, okay. No. I always thought Berlanga talked too much. I always thought his bravado was bigger than his bang. Like, he literally was fighting trash cans for too long. Like, they were hyping up his first round knockout streak, and it was because he was fighting guys off the corner. And that hurts you the longer that you do that. And he's all on ESPN. Oh, this is the 15th fight in a row. Like, no, for no reason should you be fighting 15 bums in a row. That's not good for your career. And I think this is why. Because, you know, you get a false confidence about yourself. And you get in front of a guy that is willing to put in work the same way that you are. And boom, you know, you're eating dirt.
Eating dirt. And,
you know, with your wife crying. So Berlanga will bounce back. He's been very quiet, you know, since that knockout loss. And like you said, looking forward to what happens with Shiraz.
Definitely. He's on my radar going forward. And yeah, man, Edgar Berlanga, you know, hopefully he bounces back and hopefully he's a little bit more humble going forward. And next fight we kind of want to talk about and go over, man, Oleksandr Usyk.
We prepare a combination. It's a punch name, Ivan.
Yeah, left.
Oh, you know already.
Left hook is like this hook, and back Ivan. Yeah, it's Ukrainian name.
Right.
Yeah, Ivan is is like a big guy who living in a village and work in farm. He was a big guy, like a Cossack. And what is your name? My name is Ivan. Yeah, it's a hard punch. Yeah,
it's different. And he just fought Daniel Dubois. What were we thinking about that fight?
Man, I was rooting for Dubois. Just because I feel like he should have won the first fight. But, you know, rematches are where you can make adjustments. And who better to make adjustments than Usyk? One of the, if not the best fighter of this generation, arguably. But one thing I didn't like about Camp Dubois is, like, he had a party. 70 people party or something like that. A couple hours before the fight. That's a lack of focus. I am not hosting a party before my undisputed heavyweight championship matchup. I gotta be locked in. Gotta be focused. And even though Dubois is strong, he can rely on that power. We're talking about Oleksandr Usyk. And so Usyk cooks him, right? And I don't know who beats Usyk.
Man, I have no idea, because the way that Usyk fights is just, he's very difficult to deal with. I mean, he's in and out. He's changes levels. His footwork, especially for a heavyweight, is very good. He throws combinations very well. The straight left. Man, shout out to, I think Daniel Dubois, he's got a chin. He's got a chin, because his head was getting snapped back, seemingly, on every straight left that Oleksandr Usyk threw. So yeah, shout out to, you know, Daniel Dubois' chin for standing up as long as it did, because Oleksandr Usyk, and it doesn't look like he's cracking all that hard, but those shots, man, when those shots come through, man, they're snapping. So but yeah, man, just in that southpaw stance, the way that he boxes, kind of that European in and out style, with his hands up, man. Oleksandr Usyk, I don't know, man. I don't know who you could put in there. I saw something about maybe Joseph Parker. Maybe them trying to line something up with Joseph Parker. But personally, I don't think Joseph Parker has what it takes to beat Oleksandr Usyk. Even though I think Joseph Parker is a good fighter. He's a good heavyweight fighter. But I just, right now, I mean, even at 38 years old, which Oleksandr Usyk is 38, He's just not looking like anybody's going to stop him anytime soon. So, man, shout out to him. Undisputed heavyweight champ of the world, man. He deserves it, man. You know, round of applause for, you know, that show that he put on against Oleksandr Usyk. Got dropped again with another slightly low body shot. Took his time getting up, which you should do, which I think boxers should learn how to do. You know, it's okay. You know, take your time. You know, take all the time that the referee gives you. In order to, you know, get yourself back. Debatable whether it was truly, you know, another low blow or not, but he got back up and did his thing. So shout out to Oleksandr Usyk.
I want to do a poll. Like, it's time for the people to chime in, right? Who do we want Usyk to fight next? I'm going to throw a couple names out there, right? One being Jake Paul. two being Joseph Parker, former WBO champ, on the comeback streak. Tyson Fury, I think they've already fought like 2-3 times. Anthony Joshua, they've already fought a couple times. Who does Usyk fight? You know, if I miss a name, throw a random guy in the comment section. Do we just bring out somebody out of retirement that has no business with, like, does he fight a Vander Holyfield or something?
Mike Tyson.
Who does Usyk fight? I think he's accomplished boxing. Yeah. So it's just really interesting to see what he does moving forward. Go ahead, comment below. Let us know what you think about the future, Oleksandr Usyk.
Shout out to Ukraine, man. So, our fantasy matchup that we got for y'all today, we're going to take it back to women's boxing, man. We're going to talk about the GOAT. She's killing it right now. She's actually going to be fighting tonight, so shout out to Clarissa Shields. But we got Clarissa Shields, man. There's been a little bit of talks, man, about her. You know, rumors, rumbles, whatever you want to call it, about her fighting Leila Ali, the 47-year-old Leila Ali. What are we thinking about that fantasy matchup?
Do you think she needs a year?
No, she needs till January, February. That's the timeline. She needs 6 to 8 months. She said out of her own mouth that she's in shape. She can come back She told me that I'm too small for her. I'm not skilled enough for her. She punched too hard. And if she comes to get me, I won't be able to keep her off me. So stand on that. Take this $15 million and come get your ass whipped.
If Jake Paul can do it, so can Clarissa Shields. Layla is a known hater of Team Quote. Off tops, like, no, like, she's not that. So sometimes you gotta, you actually do need to pop out and show them. And so, do I want to see it? Absolutely not. But if it happens, I will watch it.
Definitely gotta watch it.
Because, you know, like, before we recorded, you were speaking on it. It's like, man, how does Layla even fight? Right? Is there footage that we can go back and look at? I don't know.
Gotta admit, I have no idea. You know, I have not watched Layla Ali fight, so I would have to go back, you know, and check out her resume, check out the footage.
But you gotta break out some VHS tapes.
You might,
you know, to see Layla footage.
You might need to, man. But I have to just assume that she got nothing coming for Clarissa Shields, right? And right now in 2025. Now, maybe 20 years ago, but, you know, right now, I don't think she has anything coming for Clarissa.
When was the last time Layla even fought, right? So I feel like it's a cash grab on both sides. If I'm Layla, I'm taking it, right? I'm 47. Like, nobody's expecting me to win. She's demanding $15 million. Yes, absolutely.
Easy money.
Easy. I'm taking a dive. If I'm Layla Ali,
well, you're still Muhammad's daughter. You can't go in there and take a dive.
That's literally all we're going off of. Oh, this is the GOAT's daughter, and she's gonna fight the best fighter of this generation.
And you still can't go in there and take a dive, man.
Man, I'm going in there. I'm pulling my Achilles within 30 seconds of round one. I'm walking out of there with my $15 million.
No, Clarissa has to knock me clean out.
Joke's on y'all. I didn't conj y'all into giving me $15 million to fight this woman.
You're gonna tarnish the Ali name, man. You can't go out like that
to her grandkids with $15 million more dollars to spend on them. And of course, Clarissa would take it serious to try and knock her out.
And I think she would. Shout out to Flint.
Big shout out to Flint. I hope Clarissa puts in work tonight. But man, I don't want to see it, but I would absolutely watch it if that makes sense. And hopefully we got to keep talking about it. I think that's the only way it happens. If we keep it on the forefront of the boxing community, like, hey, Clarissa Shields, Layla Ali, another all women's card. We just had one historically here recently. Let's do it again, right? Let's do it in Flint or Kentucky, right? Do it in Kentucky. There's like a Muhammad Ali Center.
Yeah, do it in Louisville.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get in the gym then, Layla. Let's get in the gym. Get ready for this Clarissa Shields Netflix bout.
Right. Live on Netflix without the buffering. Man, let us know what you think. Yay or nay, do it, don't do it. I think Layla should take a dive. What do you think Layla should do? Either way, Clarissa's going to be Clarissa, so you know she's going to put in work. Chime in. Let us know how that bout goes down. With that being said, man, great recap on all things boxing, interesting stuff. Thinking of senior citizens, Pacquiao just fought to a draw, right? Barrios is not looking like, you know, the best champion at 147, but.
Let a 76-year-old Manny Pacquiao get in there and fight you to a draw is crazy.
And arguable decision, you know, that people are saying Pac-Man should have won. Interesting, to say the least. That is debatable.
I thought Pac-Man was doing his thing. I don't know. Like you say, it's debatable.
It's possible that Layla Ali could shock the world, right?
It's possible, right, man.
What better time than now? They just say, hey, let's do it. Let's put in work. We are the Unprofessional Experts Podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Pandora. It's actually random apps that we're on that I don't know, right? If you get on like Google Music or something, just search the Unprofessional Experts Podcast. We'll actually pop up. You'll see our logo. It's right there. Some gloves and a microphone because we talk about boxing, right? All you got to do is just search. I'm going to say it again. Unprofessional Experts Podcast. If you're on socials, Instagram, TikTok. TikTok is crazy. Facebook, man, tap in with us. All things boxing. We're going to get previews, reviews. We're going to talk that talk about this amazing sport that we love.
For now, that's all we got. Until next time.